This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On the theory that if you really want to know what's going on in this economy, all parts of this economy, you got to just talk to people. And we've got a roster of regulars that we keep tabs on. Sometimes we put those calls on the air. Sometimes it's just a, hi, how are you? Today, it's one of the put it on the air ones. Keith Alverson's a corn and soybean farmer in South Dakota. We first met him, I don't know, got to be 6 or 8 years ago now. Keith, it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
It has been, I don't know exactly how long, but it's been a while. How are things in the corn business in South Dakota?
You know, things have been going pretty well. Prices have stayed strong out here in South Dakota. We had, you know, we had a lot of snow, which was kind of a hassle, but we needed the moisture. And so, we've got a nice spring day going on and rain in the forecast. And so we're planting away.
Are you? You're out in the field already planting.
I am. I'm sitting idling in the tractor on the end rows as we speak.
Sorry to bug you on the job.
No problem.
So what kind of yield are you looking at this year? More or less than last year? And how's that going to affect, you know, what you take home at the end of the season?
You know, last year we had a slightly below average crop. And so we're hoping for average or a little bit above average yields. So that puts us right around about 200 bushels an acre of corn. And So, you know, if we achieve that with the corn prices where they're at, you know, that has some really nice profit potential for us. And so we're pretty optimistic going into the year.
I was doing an interview maybe a year ago, I don't know, a number of months ago anyway. And this person I was talking to said, you know, farmers are price takers. They're not price makers. You are kind of at the mercy of whatever the market's telling you it's going to give you for your corn, right?
Yeah, we sure are. You know, I mean, the supply demand picture and I think, you know, even in the last couple of weeks, we've seen about a 10% reduction in the corn price for the crop that we're about to plant. And so, you know, we've got potential to lock some of that in using the Chicago Board of Trade. And so we try and manage those margins the best we can. But there's, you know, there's always some unknowns.
Do you, the guy sitting idling in the tractor at the end of the corn rows, do you actively work and track the Chicago Board of Trade on those prices, or are you just out there trying to get the crop out of the ground?
Yeah, you know, you'll find a wide degree of variation among farmers. Some guys track it, some guys don't. I myself track that, and I, you know, do the trading electronically myself.
Do you really?
Yeah, been doing that for probably about 4 or 5 years that way.
And does that cut out the middleman and sort of increase your margins, or what's the deal?
Yeah, it gives me a little bit more flexibility in some of the timing. And so, you know, it's gotten to be something where I'm comfortable enough with the system that I manage it myself.
Yeah, that's totally fascinating. All right, so let's talk about a couple of other sort of big picture thing. I want to talk inputs now and the fertilizer and all the stuff you have to have ready and at hand to get the crop out of the ground, right? I mean, inflation's got to be hitting you too.
Yeah, you know, it sure is. You know, we saw a lot of the fertilizers like to track with the grain prices. And so if values are up there, then, you know, fertilizer prices are high. And, you know, it's come down over the last several months, you know, couple months since last harvest. But obviously, we'd like to get it as cost effective as we can.
What else is on your mind as you know, get the crop in the ground and now you're just going to watch it grow for the next 3, 4, 5 months? What else is keeping you up?
Yeah, you know, the weather is always a big thing for us farmers, and so keeping an eye on that. We've come out of a couple years of drought, but, you know, the inflation that we've seen in some of the machinery and infrastructure things that we look at for the farm and just some of the maintenance and building infrastructure things that we look to do around the farm has been a big issue. It's just a big backlog.
So are tractor and combine prices up too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, jeez. They're, I don't know if they're double what they were here a couple of years ago. I mean, so it's raised significantly, you know, so we're kind of putting off some of the investments or updates that we were looking to do on machinery since what we have is in good working order.
Yeah. Use it until it breaks. Keith Alverson, he's a corn farmer in Chester, South Dakota. Keith, thanks a lot. Really good to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I always enjoy it.